You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Mavericks All Access. With Omaha Athletics, hosted by Anna Bellinghausen.
All right, welcome back, guys. Got Omaha baseball up here now. Matt Getzman, Harrison Kreiling, and then, of course, head coach Evan Porter. Guys, how we doing?
Good.
All right, we're like a little bit over midway through this season. You got more conference series, of course, coming up. But, coach, starting with you, just the overall thoughts on this year so far and where you feel this team's at?
Sure. Yeah, we got off to a rough start this season. But we're where we want to be right now. And like you said, we've got 4 weekends left and something to prove. So we're playing better baseball. I think our best days are still ahead of us. But the guys have done a really good job this season of staying together through those tough times. And we talk about that quite a bit, how, you know, you have to be the right type of person to get through adversity. And, you know, we've got good leadership on this team. And when we started off with kind of a really horrid stretch there, I didn't see any negativity. Mm-hmm. And I kind of figured that would bode well for the long-term success of the season. So we're playing better now. But like Coach Hurd said, these last few weeks of the season are always the toughest grind because mm-hmm. everybody's fighting for a spot to get into that tournament, and then anything can happen. So we're playing much better baseball right now, but now it's time to turn it up.
Yeah, Harrison, Coach mentioned it, just having a tough start, but fighting through that. And I mean, now you're in third place in the Summit League. As of today, there's still a wide open door for being in that top four spot. How do you guys mentally go through that and just completely turn that around once Summit League play comes through?
Yeah, I mean, I kept in team meetings, and we had a lot of hard conversations. I think we started 0-11, and I just think that for a team like us, a lower level team that is really fighting for that auto bid, we're not going to get a, you know, we're not going to get a at-large bid to the tournament. Our only job is to win 3 games in May. And if we can be playing our best baseball in May, then nothing that happened earlier in the season matters. And I think we're at a point in our season right now where nothing that happened in February and March is affecting us now. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the biggest thing, was leaving that stuff behind and continuing to get better every day. Yeah. And just getting to conference play.
Matt, for you, what do you feel like when that switch kind of flipped in this team? Or was there a certain moment that you're like, all right, it doesn't matter what's happened in the past, let's just keep moving forward?
We had a big team meeting right after we went 0-12. And once conference started, we really just said, this is all that matters now, you know? Like, everything in the past, like, forget about it. Let's go and win. And I think we've been playing really well as of late.
How optimistic does that just make you as a coach, just to hear that mentality of, hey, we might have not had the start we wanted, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is what happens here now and into May.
It's good. You know, we talk about staying present-minded no matter how the season's going, good or bad. We've actually got a new position at UNO. We have a sports psychologist, Dr. Lindsay Hauser, and she's met with us, you know, probably once every 2 or 3 weeks throughout the season. We'll meet with her again next week, and she has been incredible as far as helping us stay present-minded and breathing techniques, and when things are going, you know, in a spiral, how to control it, and really all we can do is, you know, react to things that happen. So, and it's how you react to that is what's going to determine your success. So, we're optimistic, but we got a lot of work to do, and we're up for that challenge.
Yeah, that's cool that you mentioned the mental side of baseball too, because obviously, I mean, that's probably what 80-90% of the ball game right there. But how important is that for you, just that the mental health side gets taken care of as well, Coach?
Yeah, I think especially, you know, in today's worlds of sports and just everything that these student athletes go through, I don't know what you guys are going through, and the off the field stuff that comes with being a 18 to 22 year old kid, it's tough, and life is not getting easier, and social media can make it harder, and so I think that aspect is all the more important now, as us coaches need to realize that the things that these student athletes go through are, I think it's harder than ever, and the decisions they have to make and the things that they're going through in their personal lives, and to show up to the field should be a release more than anything, where they can be around good people and their friends and have some fun playing the sport that they love.
Mm-hmm. And now won 4 of the last 5, so obviously this team is playing some good baseball. Harrison, for you, what do you think is clicking well with this team?
I think we talked about it at the start of the year, like the timely hits were going to come. Hitting's the softball players talked about it. Hitting's going to ebb and flow. It's never going to be you're going to score 10 runs a game, although we have been. Timely hitting and pitchers throwing strikes, I think, is the biggest thing. When you fall behind 2-0, 2-1 to every hitter, it's a lot easier to hit. And when you get ahead 0-1, 1-2 to every hitter, it's a lot harder to hit. And I think the stats back that up. And as we get deeper into the season and our pitching gets a little bit more built up, I think we've been throwing a lot more strikes and doing a very good job of not caring who the opponent is and just having strike zone pressure and winning every pitch.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, for you, I mean, especially in the batter's box too, how has that mindset been changing or just evolving throughout this whole year for your squad?
I mean, yeah, timely hitting, we've been really good at it lately. Yeah, I think our mental game, I mean, Dr. Hauser's been awesome. We do breathing techniques before we step in the box now, and we've learned a lot with her. And we have all these phrases that we go by, and it's been awesome. She's been amazing.
Any good phrases you can share?
Yeah, one that we all came up with as a team, just be you. Be you in the box. No, don't try and be someone you're not.
Love that. How has the mental side of that helped you too?
Pitching is 5 seconds of heavy exertion and then 20 seconds of thinking. And if you can reset your thoughts and only have positive thoughts running through your mind, then you're in a way better spot than if you kind of let it spiral. You know, you throw a ball and you're like, God, don't walk this guy. Mm-hmm. If you can get rid of those thoughts, it's a big deal. And a big thing for me has been if I go 1-0, 2-0 to a hitter, I take a deep breath, look at the left field foul pole, and reset. It's just a game. And that's been very helpful for me. Baseball is 90% mental, like you said, mm-hmm. and the mental game is so important.
Did you have those techniques when you were playing, Coach?
Nope. It was show up to Boys Town and hope the day goes well. But to that point, there's more resources out there for mm-hmm. our student-athletes, which is awesome, and to see Omaha turn into this major metropolitan university, a Division I university, that the caliber of people and student athletes that we have it's been amazing to see that transform over the last 20 years.
Yeah, how's it been this season too? Have you just noticed more of an uptick of not only attendance, but also just awareness of this program?
Yeah, I would say so. And that's, a credit to all the players that have played here over the last 12 years of Division I, and then however many years we were Division II. We've had success in our baseball and softball programs, and I was telling a recruit today, one of my favorite things now that we have our new beautiful home is that we're more connected with Coach Hurd and mm-hmm. his team and the student-athletes. Just being around each other, I think, is so important, because we didn't have that before when we were playing at Boys Town or Seymour, and softball was over at Westgate. We're just away from each other. Mm-hmm. And so now getting to see them and see the success that Coach Hurd and Coach Darrow have built with the program and the student-athletes that they have, it's been really – it's amazing. Yeah. And I think I asked them probably 2 or 3 weeks ago if we could borrow some of that mojo. We root for them, and they root for us, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah, and both of you guys on the stage out of Omaha, too. How special is it, Harrison, starting with you, to wear the O across your chest and represent your hometown?
Yeah, I mean, both my parents work here. I've grown up 10 minutes up the road of campus. I if I was sick from school, I'd go to my mom, go with my mom to work, and I'd sit in her office and play with some toys that her coworker had. And so I spent my lot of my younger years on campus. And so having the field on campus and, you know, getting to know people in classes and then being like, hey, yeah, I'm a baseball player. Like, you getting free to games and, you know, seeing those people show up is a big deal.
Yeah. Matt, for you too, and growing up in Omaha and now getting to play for the Mavs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I wanted to go out of high school. And I didn't get the chance out of high school, so I had to go junior college. But, yeah, I'm just thankful that Coach P took a chance on me, and it's been awesome. It's been really cool.
Yeah, you spent 2 years at the JUCO level. Can you give us a glimpse into that journey and working your way up to a D1 opportunity now?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work, long practices, very long. A lot of practice.
A lot of practice.
Yeah.
Well, it gets you places, for sure.
It does.
So did you guys ever play each other in high school? So we have Millard North for you, Matt, and then West Side over here. Did you guys ever play each other?
We definitely did. We definitely did a couple times.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, how do you not remember?
I don't remember specifically playing Matt.
They were just regular season games.
We definitely played them. Yeah.
Like in-state battles and in the playoffs or anything?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, that would have been a fun story.
Yes, it would have. Mm-hmm.
You got runner-up, correct, with?
Yes, my senior year.
Senior
yes.
year, okay.
Yep.
No state titles over there?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
That's okay.
Not from Illinois.
Coach P, what is it like just keeping that talent in Nebraska? I know that's a huge focus of yours.
It's really important, and more so the type of people that these two are the ones that we want representing our program. They're both very talented baseball players, but more importantly, they're really good people, and they've built lifelong relationships, whether it's being here for 5 years like Harry has or with Maddie being here the last 2 years. They're, I think you both had were in the wedding a couple weeks ago from one of our former catchers that was here, and that's just going to keep happening. You know, those relationships you make as a coach, I think it's important, and I feel a big responsibility to bring in that type of person who is, you know, capable of having lifelong relationships and treating people the right way with respect and all those things, and there couldn't be two better examples than right here.
Yeah, you mentioned the fifth year for Harrison here. Why make that decision to come back and play another year?
So I actually have only been here 4.
Oh.
I know it's hard to keep count with all the guys you've had.
That's true.
But I've
COVID
only been
year,
here 4. Yeah, but I mean, every year with the portal and like the softball players talked about is a choice to stay,
mm-hmm.
right, with the free year. And it's never been a question for me. I've enjoyed the relationships I've built here. I've enjoyed being very close to my 5 younger siblings. And I've enjoyed just wearing the Omaha across my chest, like you said. Yeah, it's never even been a thought in the back of my head to leave. So,
did you always envision that you'd be at this point in your baseball career? Was this always the goal, or when did it set in?
I was a catcher through high school, and when I got here, I knew I threw hard, and I was really just a thrower on the mound, and I would have never envisioned pitching as much as I have. I think I had my 100th career inning on Sunday. But B, starting games, throwing 100 pitches a game, throwing 100 pitches a week, I would have never envisioned being there. If you could go back and tell 18-year-old me that, he would smack you across the face because he wouldn't believe you.
How have you built up your arm that much to be throwing at that velocity and also 100 times a game? That's not easy to do.
I mean, it's been a lot of work, gone through a lot of injuries, but, it's been a coaching staff. We've had a coaching staff that has trusted me with a lot of big innings, and they kind of gave me a spot start my sophomore year, and I took it, and I think I had the best outing of my career even to date, and I just kind of took it in stride. And that year we had 3 really good weekend starters, so I took the midweek role and just kind of rolled with it and built up. I threw 80 pitches and then 100 pitches, and that's kind of where I've been ever since, just that 100-pitch mark. So
catcher to pitcher, little bit different.
Yeah, a lot different. A lot different. I was very used to playing every day, and you figure out things to do in the dugout when you're not playing. But it's been fun supporting you guys, even when I haven't been able to play. And I mean, it's really fun watching these guys play, mm-hmm. Especially as of late. Yeah. So I'm okay with watching a lot of baseball and taking the opportunities that I get when they come. So.
Yeah, Matt, you've been on a tear too. I think it's a hit in what the past 7 games for you. Hitting over 300 is obviously not easy to do. What's gone into your progress in the box and also in the field?
I mean, just shout out this summer. I played in the Northwoods this summer and on St. Cloud Rocks, and that just really elevated my game. Like, just learning from all the new, like, different kids and coaches and stuff there, it really helped me to evolve as a player this year. And yeah, I've just been not thinking, honestly, just playing ball. It's just a kid's game up there now. You know, I'm just trying to have fun.
Coach, how have you seen both of these guys grow?
Well, yeah, Harry was a catcher coming in here as a catcher and then turned into quite the pitcher. So his outing he was talking about was against Kansas in 2022, his second year. And he was coming out of the bullpen early on that year and just kind of had some struggles with command. He'd walk the bases loaded and strike out the side. And that's
every
why
time.
I've got more gray hairs now. But we gave him the spot start, and he faced one over the minimum, went 6 or 7 innings, and they could not touch him. And they had a pretty good team that year. And so he ran with it, and then he did it the next week against Creighton, the next week against Minnesota, just win, 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 right into the conference tournament. And then he came in a big – a two-inning save opportunity against North Dakota State in the semifinal to get us to the championship. So to see him kind of evolve, you know, finding his groove out of the pen and into the starting role that he's had is just all of that credit goes to Harry and the work that he puts in. And, you know, he doesn't take summers off. He works harder than anybody, and he's a real leader, and so is Matty. He's, like he said, we went out and we threw him in the Northwoods League last summer, and I think that's when you find out how much you really love baseball because it's a grind. It's a really good dose of minor league baseball. Yeah. You're playing, you know, 70 games over 65 days. Mm-hmm. So
and
it's too much.
Where were you at? St. Cloud, you said?
Yeah, St. Cloud.
Okay.
And
yeah.
He did great. Yeah. And so I think when you can do that and you get around players from around the country and see, okay, that guy from Southern California is anything special, the guy from whatever, Texas A&M, mm-hmm. I can compete with those guys. It helps you, you know, with your mentality and your confidence.
Yeah.
And Matty did just that and kind of carried it into the fall and into the spring.
Yeah, what is the confidence level for this team right now?
I mean, it's the highest it's been this season. We had a tough loss yesterday, but we've won 4 straight series, and there's only one team in the conference that we haven't beat in a series, and we've got them this weekend. But we can beat anybody on any field at any time, and I think everyone on the team believes that.
Coach, I wanted to touch on a little bit just coaching in this era, kind of like we did with Coach Hurd, and obviously there's NIL, which, you know, has affected the mid-major level and also the transfer portal too. How has that changed how you coach, or maybe hasn't?
Well, what I tell every recruit is, we can never promise playing time, but the way you'll be treated when you come here will be kind of the same as it is me talking to you now, as how I'll talk to you as a player, and then when you're an alumni. So from that aspect, that's really the only thing that I can control and we can control as coaches. But Coach Mike Kemp, he's retiring here this coming month after however many years at UNO, or decades, I should say. he had a really good line in our last all-coaches meeting, and he said, for you young coaches, just stick with it. I know it's crazy with NIL and transfer portal, but trust me, when I was starting out, the NCAA clearinghouse where kids had to sign up to declare their amateurism was just bonkers, and we couldn't believe we had to do that. And then it was, we can't feed them peanut butter jelly sandwiches after the game, and then we could. And he said, his point was, it's always changing, and it always will. And yeah, it's a really turbulent time right now with everything going on, but there's more power to the student athlete, and that's a good thing in my mind. And there's so many things you can't control as a coach other than you know, how you treat and then work with your players and try to develop them. So that's the philosophy that we're taking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about development, and what better of an example than Mike Bovee coming from Omaha, going to the minor leagues and absolutely tearing it up. I think he's leading the whole minor leagues in batting average right now. It's around like 500-something. Incredible stuff there. Do you use him as an example too, and are you surprised at all by all the success so far?
Not surprised. Harry keeps me updated with Mike. Him and, yeah, and Mike are pretty close.
He doesn't have a hit in Double A yet. So
okay, he's, yeah, he just got moved
up. Don't put him on too high of a pedestal.
Well, he's just only got been moved there up for 2 days. So Mike's parents were at our game yesterday, and we got to catch up with them. And I think Mike, he kind of knew he was getting the call to Double A on Friday, and Harry told me, and then Mike sent me a text Saturday morning. He was pretty pumped. He said, I got 3 flights to get down to Biloxi, Mississippi, and then I'm starting at 6 p.m. tonight. So give him some grace.
Yeah, come on. He's got a couple days.
Got to settle in. So, but, yeah, it's not surprising. He'll be the best hitter on any team he's on all the way up to the big leagues, and he's always been that way.
What's your relationship like with Mike? And you guys are best friends. Do you talk back and forth all the time still?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I lived with him for 3 years, and you know, sometimes we annoyed each other, but for the most part, it's been a great relationship, and he'll probably be the best man at my wedding. So he's just, you know, great baseball player, but as you said, great human being, and comes from a great family. And I talked to his parents. His parents came down from Hastings to watch me pitch yesterday. And so I talked to them for like 30 minutes after the game and just talked baseball with Jim and talked graduation and future plans with Tracy, and it was awesome. It was like being at home. So yeah, great family and great guy.
Now that he's in Double A, he hasn't changed at all.
I mean, the hits. Once he starts getting the hits, we'll see. We'll see how big the head gets. We'll see.
That's awesome. Well, what about the culture of Omaha, too? I know that's something that's preached every day, but it's such a buzzword in just America right now of what culture is and how you describe it for every program. But how would you say culture fits into what the Mavericks are trying to do day in and day out?
We come to the field with the same attitude, same plan. We're just there to get better, and I think everyone buys in with that as of lately now, and yeah.
I think it's a big deal for everyone to want to be at the field every day, and as a senior, I've been on teams in the past where it's been a grind, and it's been hard to show up to the field, and you don't want to show up early, and I think just being a good person, being around everyone, talking to everyone, even the guys that aren't playing, the guys that aren't traveling. I think having conversations with them, and it doesn't have to be about baseball, it can be about life, but just getting people to want to show up to the field every day is very important to winning. And I think, you know, obviously it's chicken and the egg thing. Winning causes good attitude, but I think good attitudes can cause winning. And I think we've been really good about, you know, our team stretch. We go crazy at the end. We do some Maverick jumping jacks. And we get two guys to wrestle out in the middle of the O. And it's,
you know,
it's
about
fun.
That?
It's fun. So I think we're breeding a good culture with that. So, yeah.
What is it like seeing this culture get built every day with these guys?
It's rewarding. And like Harry just said, seeing them stick with it, even though the season didn't start how we wanted it to, and to keep at it, to build it up, to put us in a good position right now with a great opportunity ahead of us, is it's exciting. And yeah, don't get hurt in those wrestling matches. Have you guys?
That's the first thing I thought of.
Who, me and Harry?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
We should. That should be the next one.
We could clear these tables, actually, right now, if you want.
Yeah, let's skip trivia and get right
let's get going. Let's get at it.
I think we'll have to play trivia. It's a little bit safer of an option. We want to keep you guys healthy, of course, to make that tournament. Top four, go to that Summit League tournament. What's the mindset, motivation for the end of the season? Obviously, you got, what, 4 conference series left, but still some midweek work to do as well. What's that mindset?
I mean, I think it's every day everyone has to get better. And whether you're, like I just said, whether you're a guy that's not traveling, not really getting innings right now, every single person on this team has to get better over the next 4 weeks, and we'll have a very good shot to win 3 games come May. So
just keep going. Have fun. Why not us?
Exactly.
There you go. Spoken like 2 coaches. I feel like I'm speaking to many yous.
There you go. Yeah, these guys are kind of coaches.
All right, well, let's play some trivia. Don't want to keep everyone on their toes here. Same deal. So Nebraska trivia. And Coach Hurd, by the way, Princeton is a county or like an unincorporated community. It's not a city. A village is not a city. So you need to look on the Nebraska government website because that's where I got my information from.
Let's go, Anna.
Yeah. Don't think I wouldn't call you out there. All right. Let's hit that music and we'll play. Which famous athlete is from Omaha? A, George Brett. B, Andy Roddick. C, Matt Cassel.
It's A.
Are we locking in? Okay, flip your boards. Both correct. Andy Roddick, tennis player.
High school for a year.
Really?
Florida.
I have no idea who that is.
Very famous tennis player. I think he was number one at one point. Okay, this one will really test your history knowledge. Former President Gerald Ford was born here in Omaha. Which number president was he? A, 38, B, 29, C, 32. All right, flip them. It's A, it's 38. 38th president.
Oh,
all right, so Coach P's got two, you guys have one. All right, next one. Who was the first ever team to win the College World Series in Omaha? So it was played previously outside of Omaha, but this was the first winner ever in Omaha. Was it A, Texas, B, UCLA, or C, Oklahoma? Okay, flip them. Wrong. It was Texas.
What year?
Good question. Coach Hurd probably knows. Look it up.
Coach?
What year was it? I didn't write it down. I don't know. We'll look it up later. Okay. So the Omaha Storm Chasers, a AAA team here, they used to have a former name. Not the Royals, but it was one in between. Was it A, the Naturals, B, the Golden Spikes, or C, the Knights?
The Naturals are the double A team.
Yeah.
All right, flip them. It's the Golden Spikes.
Man.
Coach P's got you guys.
Yeah, that was tough.
All right, we're going to do winner take all, though. You got to draw.
Can it be the O this time?
What do you guys think? Should we make them do the O? Or no. Okay. They say no. All right. I'm going to actually have a timer. You're going to have 30 seconds.
Oh, same thing?
Same thing. Draw the bowl. Ready? Set. Oh, Coach P is cheating over there.
Tell me when to start.
You got it.
Sorry. I grew up in Princeton. I don't know when the timer starts.
All right. Ready? Go. Trusting Matt over here.
I don't know if you want to trust me.
What's the timer situation?
We're at 15 seconds.
How long do we get?
30.
Oh.
10 seconds.
That's pretty good.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Coach P, reveal yours first. To the crowd. Okay. Whoa. That looks like the throwback one.
It might be.
All right, Matt, what'd you do? Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
Coach P, put yours back up. Round of applause for Coach P over here.
Thank you. My side.
I like it.
We've got a louder side.
All right, Matt and Harry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Student-athletes win again. Sorry, Coach. But you won trivia, basically, so that's
I'll
okay.
take that.
Did we'll you try. Actually know all the answers that you guessed?
Yeah, I think so.
You're confident?
Yeah, yeah.
You think so? Okay, just go with that.
Gerald Ford, I guess. It was either 32 or 38.
So. There you go. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining. Best of luck the rest of the year, and we look forward to seeing you in that Summit League tournament, and hopefully the big dance too. Yeah. Why not?
That's right.
Why not us?
Exactly.
Why not us?
Why not us?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Anna.
Heard at Sports Network production.